This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka.
Be aware and be safe, and God bless you.
That was U.S. President Donald Trump in a video message posted to his Twitter Thursday, warning Americans about the potential impact of a powerful Hurricane Dorian. The president is also pulling out of events in Poland to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. Vice President Mike Pence will attend in his place. This as the possible Category 4 storm barrels toward the U.S. state of Florida's eastern coast.
We're shipping food, we're shipping water. But it may be that you're going to evacuate. We're going to see what happens. We're waiting. It does seem almost certain that it's hitting dead center, and that's not good.
The National Hurricane Center said Friday Hurricane Dorian is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane later in the day. The Bahamian government has issued a hurricane watch for the northwestern Bahamas, while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for the entire state. The Hurricane Center says rainfall from Dorian could produce life-threatening flash floods. Police in Hong Kong have arrested three prominent pro-democracy activists ahead of a major protest that had been planned for Saturday. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Hong Kong police have detained well-known activist Joshua Wong and another core member of a pro-democracy group, Agnes Chow, in a mounting crackdown on people involved in this summer's protests. Police also arrested Andy Chan, the leader of a pro-independence movement, at the airport on Thursday night. They say Wong and Chow are being investigated for their role in a June 21 unauthorized protest outside a police station. Both face potential charges of participating in the demonstration and inciting others to join it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says mumps has swept through 57 immigration detention facilities in 19 U.S. states since last September. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The virus has affected just under 900 migrant adults and 33 detention center staffers. The government report says as of last week, outbreaks were in 15 facilities in 7 states. In response, a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement said doctors and nurses at detention facilities screen all new detainees within 24 hours of their arrival to ensure that highly contagious diseases are not spread. Vaccines in the U.S. have drastically reduced the number of mumps outbreaks. Only a few hundred cases are reported in most years. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Special Representative to Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, told reporters at the State Department that America is, quote, ready for change in Venezuela. He said embattled President Nicolas Maduro leaving power is a critical part of the country being able to move forward toward free elections and a transition to democracy. But Abrams stressed, this isn't about punishment. This isn't about vengeance, and we have to make that clear. Abrams said he has not yet seen any signs of willingness by Maduro to negotiate a compromise where he voluntarily leaves power. Maduro's re-election in 2018 is considered to be illegitimate by many nations in the Western Hemisphere. The White House is reviewing whether $250 million in military assistance should be sent to Ukraine, in keeping with President Trump's view that U.S. foreign aid must be justified. Two senior administration officials made that statement Thursday. Nathan Frandino has more.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. military aid has poured into Ukraine since 2014, but that could soon come to an end. This after two senior administration officials confirmed President Donald Trump is considering blocking Ukraine's $250 million annual aid package, which is meant to curb aggression from Russia. Ukraine has been using the aid to fight an armed separatist movement backed by Moscow.
The G7, whether it's G7, G8.
News of the aid review, first reported by Politico, comes days after Trump at the Group of Seven summit in France said Russia should be allowed back into the G7. Russia was expelled from the group after it abruptly annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014.
That was Nathan Frandino reporting. Reuters reports a 9-year-old girl has died of Ebola in the Eastern African nation of Uganda. They're citing a hospital official. This comes a day after she tested positive for the disease. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. VOA.